Blog Talk Radio.
Get out of you, but down in Alabama, Mr. Chairman.
hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm motion plan must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze.
Yeah, once again, it is Saturday night. Saturday night, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a family member, tell somebody. It's time to experience spiritual unity and meditation with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. If you really, really want to change your life, find love, peace, and happiness. What's that song Al Green was saying? Love and happiness. Well, tonight you can have that with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand. Welcome on in.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings to everyone, and I'm really glad to be here to share this great and wonderful information with you guys, that we are at the time and space where we can actually start to really bring some positive things about in our lives. But we just have to really acknowledge that we can and that we will make it happen. So this is one of the things that is, you know, really important, you know, that, you know, many times we see different problems that are there in our lives, different things that we need to deal with. But the bottom line is that we need to also acknowledge that, you know, there is a time period where it's your time, where you can actually turn a lot of the negative things around in your life. And there's a time period where you're going to go through some serious ups and downs. But the bottom line is that time is over, and now it's our time to really make some serious and great and wonderful things happen. So what we need to do, again, is come together in spiritual unity, and we're going to start to see some great, awesome, and amazing things happen for ourselves and our community. And by us coming together in prayer and meditation and really focusing on seeing what we can do to make some great and wonderful things come about, that's when we're going to really be able to bring about some positive change, without a doubt. So we need to just start to really, as they say, keep our minds up on high. And when we keep our minds up on high, that means that we're thinking from a positive perspective, that everything is going to work out. Everything is going to come to a very successful and positive way for us to really start our day. And that's the whole thing. Once we start to keep our mind up on high, our goals and dreams are truly going to start to fly. But we have to see things from that positive perspective, because unfortunately, if you think like a loser, then that's what you're going to get, losing situations. But if you can think like a winner and believe that you are worthy and capable of being a winner in life, then that's when things are going to work out nice for you, because what you see is definitely what you get in life, because that's what you draw to you. So let us start to see things from a more positive perspective. Let us start to really focus on ourselves being in that space where we can really start to replace a lot of the negative things that are affecting us at this time. And all I can say is that I'm really very glad to see that, you know, we are now in a position where we can manifest a new reality. And that's the wonderful thing about it. And the thing about it, again, is some of the main things that we're looking at bringing about some changes on is, again, ending the violence that we see in our communities. Because when you look around and you see our children killing each other, you even seeing our adults having, you know, situations as well, we need to end that violence, because We don't need to have our people ending up in, especially our youth, ending up in early graves and in jail. We need to have them living a successful and positive life. Because these youth are our future. And we don't want them to be having a negative future for themselves and for our people. We want us to see that these youth will be definitely living a very positive life and will be able to make some things really happen for their own personal lives, and also that they'll be reaching out to help their community as well. Because that's another thing that helps things to really work out swell, when we can not only just be selfish and think about, you know, ourselves being the ones that will improve our in our lives, but we also need to look at how we can reach out and help the lives of others. And when we do reach out to help the lives of others, God is there to reach out to help you, you know? So keep that in mind and know for a surety that as we start to really reach out to be of great assistance and help to many people, what's going to come is great blessing is going to come back to us. But the bottom line is we need to be able to know that the ending of violence can truly come about, but we need to believe that we have the ability to bring all of this about. Because as I said before, we were able to do that in the past, and I know it can happen again in the present. We just need to start to acknowledge it, to start to utilize our God-given power that Jesus had acknowledged and said that he had given to us. And also, even Lord Jehovah said it as well. And I'll never forget what he said, because that was really powerful. You are made in the likeness and image of God. So how the heck are you going to be made in the likeness and image of God but can't accomplish any success in your life? That is not true. But what we have to do is to reawaken to our true identity. And once we awaken to who we really are and what we are truly capable of doing, that's when a whole new situation starts to come about and we start to see things from a whole new perspective. And that's why it's very important, once again, for us to keep our minds up on high and know that we have the ability to make our goals and dreams fly. Not as a maybe, a if, or a might, but we're talking about something that can definitely happen. So ending violence in our community is something that we can truly do. We just need to come together in unity spiritually and start to make things happen. And the other thing that is very important, and we have seen this many times as a key factor in our community and how we truly need to start to focus on it. And in our focusing on it, we can truly, truly bring it about. And that is manifesting wealth as well. Manifesting wealth is really a great and wonderful thing, because when you look in our community and you see that so many of our people are stuck in the gutter of poverty and struggling to make things financially work, these are things that need to be corrected. These are things that need to be changed. And once we start to change them and bring them about, you're looking at a serious, amazing opportunity that can come forth in our community. Because once we start to really realize our true identity as not just people that are struggling and can't really make things happen because of this, that, and the other, but when we really start to take a look at what Lord Jehovah and Jesus and others have said in the Bible, and even Jesus' words were very, very powerful, and it was something that was very amazing, and I was very glad to see that Jesus shared this new reality with us, because the bottom line is this:
when you can realize that the things that Jesus did, you can do and even more, that it's not a joke, that he wasn't clowning around that day. After he said it, he didn't go in the corner and start laughing. He spoke the God's honest truth. And being that he did speak the God's honest truth, he wanted us to know that we are true sons and daughters of God that can truly come to really make some great and wonderful things come about. So being that God, Lord Jehovah, is saying that we are made in God's likeness and image, which is a very powerful statement, that's saying that you are a God being. You're not just a person that is someone that can possibly do something, maybe. No, you're a person that is a God being that can do some things definitely. And when you start to see things from that perspective, you can start to really make some things come about. And the other side of this as well is turning the negative things that we see in our lives totally around into positive things. And one of the things that we have to really come to grips with is that we do have the ability to turn these negative things totally around. And it's not, you know, something that is impossible, but it's something that is more than possible for us to do, and that we have the ability to make it happen. But the bottom line is we have to acknowledge it. We have to see it. We have to realize that we are not just folks that might be able to, that kind of hope we can, but know that we can. And know that this is our time that we can bring about great and wonderful things in our lives without a doubt. What we have to do is start to see things from that positive perspective, start to believe it, start to realize that this is the time that we've been waiting for. And because it is, our time has come for a new reality that is about to truly make its way into our lives, and that we're going to see great, awesome, and amazing things start to come about. But we have to believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt. And as we believe it, we're going to start to see that we will receive it. And the other thing is that we need to give thanks unto God. Even though you may not have not received your blessing as of yet, our blessings are upon us right now. And we do have the ability to truly make great and wonderful things happen. But we have to know that our blessings need to start to manifest in our lives. And we need to continue to give thanks unto God. And in doing so, we will start to see this great, awesome, and amazing new reality. Because it's not about us maybe or might and all of that, but it's about knowing for a surety that even if you're talking about manifesting wealth, it's not a joke. These are things that can really happen and can really bring about some positive change in our lives. And as we start to see our new reality, as we start to believe that this can really happen, that's when it will happen. And that's the thing. We need to see it, believe it, and we will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you truly will receive it. And all I can say is I am very glad to see that God is now blessing us and Jesus is now blessing us with a new reality for us to end all the negativity of the past and start to live in our new reality at last. And this is something that is really great for us to see and to keep envisioning in our minds, because as we do, that's when things will start to really appear to be a great new reality for us. Because what you see, what you focus on, is what you draw into your life. But if you can start to really see things from a positive perspective, if you can start to believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that your new reality is here for you to finally come about, then it will come about. But you have to believe it in order to achieve it. Because even in dealing with manifesting wealth in the past, I have seen some times where I just couldn't even believe some of the things that happened. You know, even though it wasn't millions of dollars I found on the street after I was doing a 3-day fast, and I was also doing affirmations and meditations and visualizing the fact that I was receiving, you know, huge amounts of money and everything. You know, that third day, I ended up finding $120 on the sidewalk, on the ground. And that was a great, great thing, you know. Even though it wasn't a million or it wasn't a billion, but the bottom line, the Lord was trying to specify and tell me, and Jesus was trying to share that message that, hey, you are doing the right thing by fasting, by praying, by meditating and visualizing this as something that can manifest in your life. And if you keep doing these kind of things, then guess what? They will start to manifest in your life. And even one time, like I said at another time when we were on the radio show, this is not the first time mentioning it, you know, there was about 8 or 10 of us that were doing a meditation together, and we were all visualizing the fact that money was going to start coming into our lives. We were focusing on millions of dollars, but at the same time, the beautiful thing about it was we saw this money coming into our possession, and that, you know, it was definitely going to come about without a doubt. And because we, you know, really strongly and seriously saw it as something that had already been done. And as I said many times before, see it already done and your victory shall be won. See it already done and your victory shall be won. And that's the thing. I'll never forget the next day after we did that prayer and meditation, what ended up happening, $250 ended up appearing in my bank account, and it came out of nowhere. I said, wow, where did this come from, you know? And it was really interesting because I checked up on it to try to see where it came from, but there was no, you know, source or any connection with it. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And this had to be something that came out of our prayer and meditation. So these are things that can definitely happen. And I'm not saying that if you manifest $250 or $120 into your life that you're going to be wealthy for the rest of your life. But what I am trying to tell you is that whether it's $10 or $10 billion, the bottom line is that these are things that we can draw into our lives. These are things that we can manifest into our lives. And as we come together in spiritual unity, we can definitely make these situations come about without a doubt. What we need to do is to see it. What we need to do is to believe it. What we need to do is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our goals and dreams can truly come about. But we can't do it, as unfortunately, as a doubting Thomas and as a doubting Thomasina. You know, And even to Doubting Thomases and Doubting Thomasinas, I will say to you now that it's not that you guys are stuck and can never come out of your situation, but you have to start to see things from a positive perspective. And once you start to see things from that positive perspective, you can turn that negative situation that you're in totally around. And that's how we can get rid of that terrible frown that is on us sometimes, because we are stuck in a situation that is not that great at all. And all I can say at this time is this is our time where we can really, really bring positive things to come about. All we need to do is to really start to acknowledge our ability, not as a limited person that's going to keep trying, but as a God being, a son or daughter of God that has the ability to make some great and wonderful things come about. And once we start to see these things, and once we start to acknowledge our true identity as being God beings, as being worthy of making these things happen, as being a winner and not a loser or a failure, but someone that can really bring about some great, awesome, and amazing things in our lives. And don't you start to believe that this is something that we won't be able to make happen, because it is something we can make happen. But we have to see it from a positive perspective. And once we do, that's when these positive things can really come about. And the other thing that I wanted to share with you is that over the years in dealing with a number of different people and seeing things from a very positive perspective on how you could help people, whether it's dealing with their illnesses, or whether it's dealing even with, you know, financial situations that are rough. I'll never forget a sister that we were in our meditation group, and there was about eight of us dealing with that. And she had come up with an herbal remedy you could utilize that could actually help you to get rid of wrinkles on your face, bags under your eyes, and different things of that sort. And I was like, wow, this was about, you know, 5 years ago when, you know, this came about. But anyway, we were working on this together. And in doing so, she came to us and said, hey, you know, I have this business. And, you know, the only problem is I made this formula that really works because, you know, people that I've, you know, shared this with, you know, have come back and, you know, the wrinkles and the bags under their eyes have disappeared and everything. So I'm really glad about that. But I need to get the word out. I need to start making it so I can sell it to people. And when I really start to do that, that will be great because, you know, we'll be able to see a lot of great things starting to come about. And the only thing is I need at least about $50,000 so I can start to get my business off the ground. So, you know, she said, can we start to focus on, you know, seeing what we could do with the meditation to, you know, actually see the manifestation of this $50,000, you know? And I said, wow, that sounds like a good idea. I said, we could, you know, definitely work on that. So we did do that, you know, and in us doing that, we focused on seeing that money coming into her possession. And we saw that money, you know, helping her to start her business up. And she was making, you know, huge amounts of money from it because it was an herbal remedy for helping to get rid of, like I said, bags under your eyes and wrinkles on your face and things of that sort. So what ended up happening with her, she ended up, you know, doing the meditation, of course, with us. And then it was like 2 or 3 days after the meditation, what ended up happening she had three people call her, and all three of them wanted to invest money into her account, you know, so that she could start that money for her business. And we were like, wow, that was great. She came back and said out of those three people, she spoke with each of them and listened to each of them share, you know, how they would like to, you know, invest the money into her business. And she ended up, of course, picking the one that was willing to give the best, you know, opportunity to her with the $50,000. So, you know, she went with that particular person. And that was really great that she was willing to, you know, go in that direction with that. And, you know, she was, I mean, 3 days later, for her to get three people that wanted to talk with her on the phone about that, and then she was able to get that money, that was really great. And I was really, you know, glad to see that she got that. And she was saying, hey, you know, now I can really get things rolling and get things in motion, and I'm really glad to see that, you know, we were able to make this happen. So, again, you know, being that it was done in the past, and I'm not saying 50,000 is 50 trillion. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that if you can start to focus on this and you're with the right people that are not, you know, folks that say, ah, this ain't going to work. I don't even know why I'm here. I don't know. You know, you can't keep that negative perspective in your mind and expect to get good results. You need to have a positive way of seeing that you can make it happen. And once you start to really focus on that, once you really start to see it already being done, and as I said again, see it already done and your victory shall be won. See it already done and your victory shall be won. See it already done, and your victory shall be won. And once we start to really focus on what we want to achieve from that perspective, that it's already been done. It's not even a question of can it be done, might it be done, I hope it can be done. No, none of that is even in the focus of what we're talking about. We're saying that it has been done. You are receiving this and you are believing this, so you're going to be able to receive it and achieve it because you are in the right state of mind. You know that you are not a limited loser, but that you are a huge winner and achiever. And being that you believe that you're a huge winner and achiever, you're going to start to see some great things come about, without a doubt. So all I can say at this time is these are things that unquestionably have the ability to manifest in our lives, but we have to see it. We have to believe it. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our goals and dreams will come about. And don't be around, when you're dealing with this, don't be around a lot of negative people that are going to tell you, what? You trying to do what? Do prayer and meditation and manifest my, oh, are you crazy, man? That ain't never going to, if you're going to be around a lot of negative people that are going to try to brainwash you back into the negative thinking patterns, then basically that's going to be a very difficult thing for you. What you need to do is to try to find positive people that are winners. Try to find, you know, yourself, if you can't find those people to be around, try to find yourself doing affirmations, doing visualization, and constantly seeing yourself as being a winner. Constantly see yourself as manifesting that money and that opportunity that you're looking for, that it has already been done. And once you start to see it from that perspective, it will be done. It truly, truly will be done. But you have to believe it in order to achieve it. whether we're talking about dealing with wealth, whether we're talking about ending, you know, violence in our community, whether it's our children killing each other, or whether it's our adults, you know, killing our children, or our children killing adults, or our adults killing each other. The bottom line is all of that violence, all of that negativity needs to come to an end. And when it does, we're going to see an awesome and amazing new reality come about in our lives. And instead of dealing with financial pain and sorrow, we'll be dealing with wealth and prosperity in a joyful and happy and prosperous way. So all I can say is what you see and what you think makes a huge difference in what you can bring about. And all I can say right now is I know we can make it happen. There's no question about it. We can definitely, definitely make it happen. But again, we have to believe it in order to achieve it. And we have to know that we are not limited people. We are seriously those that can accomplish great and wonderful things in our lives. And we just need to start to accomplish things by knowing that the more positive way of thinking, the more positive group of people, the more positive things that we surround ourselves with will also have a very positive effect on what we will be able to do and what we will be able to achieve in our lives. So all I can say at this time, you know, let us know that our positive ability is really a very essential part of us manifesting our goals and dreams to become a true opportunity for us to be all we can be. And it's not even a thing where I think I might be able to, or maybe, you know, this time things might, no. It's not about that. It's about the fact that you can achieve it. We are, as Jesus said, able to achieve what he has achieved and even more. And all we have to do is believe it beyond the shadow of a doubt. And these are things that can truly come about for us, not a maybe or if or a might, but these are things that can really, really happen. And the only reason why many times we find ourselves in a situation where we, you know, are struggling, you know, for our victorious situation to come about is because we are not really sincerely feeling full faith in ourselves, full faith in God and Christ, and, you know, just knowing for surety that we can make things happen. And that's why we have to change from negative thinking, negative circumstances that surround us, and then start to see ourselves in positive, in believing, in knowing, and having the confidence to really place ourselves in a positive state of mind. And when we do, we're going to really be in a situation where we can bring about the goals and dreams we would like to achieve. But we definitely, definitely have to believe. And what I would like to do right now is to reach out to some of the folks that are online with us so that we can, you know, just see what kind of feedback and comments they may have in regards to what we're talking about. Because, again, I do believe in spiritual unity. Our time has come about where we can bring some positive things about for ourselves individually and also for our community. Okay, so we have a person here that's going to come on. What's the number? I can't see it. Okay, and so as we start to see this, I'm going to, you know, start to put this in motion now.
347.
I can put that on here. Okay, 347. Your mic is open right now, and I would definitely like you to share your positive feedback in regards to what we're talking about. Can you hear me? Hello?
347 what?
Okay, 880.
Okay, this is Ian. I was just listening to the gentleman speak in the subject points that we need to get ourselves spiritually aware for what's coming down the pike, is that we have to be in a more together spirit that we can do things bigger. If you know something that can make money and I don't know, we join together and make money. It's no more me, me, me. Because the world is in a problem. They're giving people all over the world this injection. We don't know what this injection is going to be, what will happen to them down the road. This might be a calamity. We that don't take it or want to take it or living up, we have to prepare ourselves with a better time spiritually with our brothers. Eve, just like the brother said that the lady has something that's good and she wants investment, we're willing to go out and get investment for anything that's good. We have the frontline communication with the people who have the sources, but they want to see things in place and they don't want us to go off and do something different than what we say we're going to do. So we have to be able to prepare ourselves in a better order. It's not just wilding out at this time. It's doing things constructive to bring forward our population. Because we, as Federation, we in charge of the black people of the world. So if we don't be doing anything constructive and bringing people more in a better light, way that we inform them of the truth. We're going to be able to inform them of the truth. That's true. Not a truth that comes a second time and a third time. We're going to educate them on the truth that is true from the original people. So we now are going in a better position to bring the people out in a way. I mean, not just bringing out black people. We don't bring out people that came from black people. Not just people that with dark skin. Because people with clear skin came from black people too. Maybe it might be two generations or three generations. But they can remember their grandfather or great-grandfather was a black man. And you can't tell them that they're black. When they gain the image of who they are, we're going to bring the establishment to show them that everybody came from one people, and it's for you to be fair with us, and we fear with you. We come to America to make America better, not for the beating of America. We came to America to make America stronger. And we're here because of the Ethiopian World Federation have a unity with America. And we're here to bring a better civilization, better for our people here. To start off here and then launch it in a bit bigger continent. So we're here to bring betterment for our population and to bring more, bring in the things that can make economic development to our population, and the Bitcoin, as Mr. Gentleman says, that is so good. I see they take it on the stock market and they start using it for investment. But we are here to develop something from the grassroots level. We're here to start a business, and people that working in the business own percentage. So every end of the year, they get the money put in their account for them to go to school. If after school, they work for 4 hours, and they put up their money, they will have some of that money to go college with and go to the right colleges that can teach them the right thing. Not something that they go and work for somebody else that don't have no business like that. We're going to go into Wall Street. We don't have no Wall Street business. Yeah, we can do Wall Street. But let us get our business going that when we do Wall Street, we can do business with it, not just doing it and just making other people get it. We need to do economic development, not making money. We need to do economic development for the community and the people in them who want to do economic development with the Bitcoin, with investment. It can be small investment. It don't have to be no big investment. Every week you put up a $20. And in a month or 2 months, the money turns from a $20 to $80. Because people taking the money, making money. So much things out, you know, because of people coming in and selling in our community. We don't have no opportunity to make space ourselves. We as the people who coming up, we need a space and we need to make it. We don't need nobody come and make the space for us. I'm in America too long. Twice the amount of times I've spent in the Caribbean, I've done spend more than twice here. This is where I'm at, and I want to do something here where I can involve the people and bring people more together to do something where that we can involve a lot of people from a stock market point of view and from a spiritual point of view and from a getting together point of view where that we can show it up on the computer. Each person make a $10 today, or they make a $20 today, or they make a $50 today. And we're showing it that people can get to understand that we are not hiding anything. And when you reach a certain amount, they can take off a third of it. And these kind of things, where we can develop ourselves. We have to get our own market. We have to get a market. Not just going on other people's market, showing them that we can develop our own things, develop our own buildings. We don't need nobody come and build buildings for us and then bring their people to build the building. So when the building done, they know how to build the building and put all kind of thing in the building, anything we say in the building you can hear. So this is what happened in Africa. They put things in the building and people can hear when they're coming in. China can listen to everything when people talk in the building. So we don't want nobody build nothing for us. We want to build it where that we can get our own information come to us, not other people coming out and taking our information and using it for them, because they have secrets. Hmm. We're here now in America. We want to develop something to make a change. After 400 years, people still running the street, people killing people, and everybody came from one people. It's one people. Not no white people and black people, it's people. People created a race. They make that race. To the religious cartridges and Catholic and different things. These people didn't come to make no philosophy to dictate for us. They're here to follow what we say to do. Because they're not here to do what we say. Yeah, they get high education, but all these medicine that they be taking and some, they're killing us. They're getting us sick. Every time I take the medicine, what they give me from the doctor, I feel sick. If I don't take it, I don't feel sick. Start to take something else to fix that sore. Something they put in that. When we read the box, they have rat poison in this medicine. What's this? Rat poison put. Name that. and we go up and look up in the book and see what all this medicine can do and what problem it has. Some of these things, we got to take heed, man. We got to study it. In the University of the West Indies, we're going to study the bush medicine and how to make the bush medicine to open the different parts of the bodies that need to do it. Himself, we have to set up a study and put money behind it. I'm going to work hard every day to get that money. In the Bitcoin, in the stock kind, in the money kind, in the economic development kind. I don't care what kind. We have to start developing our own things that we can show the people who are doing it wrong how to do it. From the herbs and the bushes and the trees and the fishes and the different things to make our eyes see better, make our skin hear better, let our brain see words quicker and can announce them. Because of these things they put in the food, causing us to have backup. This wheat that we're eating in bread is not good wheat. It back us up. This, some of this food that we have around here didn't come from seed. They come from go over. And we're not getting what we should get. So we're glad that this opportunity open, for everybody is equal. These people wouldn't take vaccine because they have a good immune system and their immune system is up. God be with them. We that want to bring up our immune system to bring it up high, we have to start eating the right herbs and vegetables. So we have to reach out to the population and have an investment portfolio to develop the treatment farms in the area, garlic, onions, and things that can grow in the winter 8 months in America and the cold climate. Let us do it and start more people. Because these things are put here to heal us, and we have to start doing it. So thank you very much for the time out, the 10 or 12 minutes that I spoke. Back to the
Okay. So thank you, my brother, for sharing that information. That was very positive, and you covered quite a few things that our people do need to start to take a look at, because, you know, one of the big problems that we do have is financial suffering in our community. And we don't need to stay there in that gutter of poverty. We can definitely pull ourselves out. But the thing about it is, it's 100% easier when we work together as a group than when we try to work together just for ourselves as an individual. And that's, you know, a little harder because, you know, individuals still can make it happen, but it's a lot easier to make it happen when we come together and work together as a group. And that's whether we're looking at, like you said earlier, you know, creating a financial program where we can place money into a program and, you know, make money coming back off of that. So those are things that can literally happen. But we just need to, you know, actually see that this is, you know, an option of what we can do to make those things happen. And also the other thing, again, unfortunately, a lot of our people really do not take into true consideration, and that is the fact that we have the spiritual ability to really be able to manifest wealth, you know, and to manifest money into our lives as well. But the reason why we don't really utilize that is because, again, we've been brainwashed into being told that we are very limited people that can accomplish very little. And because we see things from that perspective, that's the reason why we don't even reach out to try to see what we can do with that. But that's something that we do need to do, start to see that we are, as Jesus said, sons and daughters of God that have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. But you have to see that You have to believe that. You have to know that. And once you start to know that these are things that we can do, then that's when the door is going to start to open up for success to start pouring through. And that's what we need to really see, ourselves being able to open that door of great success and great prosperity and great wealth, see it coming and pouring into our lives, and know that we can be like a magnet unto wealth and start to magnetically draw millions upon billions of dollars into our possession. But the only thing that holds us back from being able to accomplish these things is that we do not believe that we are capable of doing these things, which is a lie. We are capable, but we just need to know that it can happen. And once we start to know that it can happen, and even more so, when we come together in spiritual unity, we're bringing a number of powerful individuals together to focus on something that we can start to achieve. So what I would like to do now is have another person come on board and give some positive feedback to what we're talking about, and like to see your opinion. And that's 646-387. 646-387. The mic is open, and you can now share what you're feeling in regards to what we're talking about.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's nice coming to this program again. Well, I'm just going to make it real brief. A lot of what is going on, we are not being told the whole truth. So, and you said when you know the truth will set you free. When you don't even know the truth of what is happening to you, then it becomes very difficult to even be able to find the appropriate solution to whatever problems you have. An example of this is Colin Powell and DMX. You know, they said they died, you know, after they have COVID complications. In my own opinion, I believe if those people didn't take the COVID vaccine, both of them, I believe both of them will still be alive now. I may be wrong, but that's what I think. But anyway, we should learn how to take care of ourselves very well. And taking care of ourselves very well, they said you are what you eat. Starts from what you eat. If you don't even eat right, you won't be able to think right. So, and eating right, most people are just getting serious about eating right, you know, trying to get it right because of this COVID. Most of us have been very careless with our health. We've been very careless with what we eat. So we should pay more attention to what we, to even be able to think clearly and to be able to solve whatever problems or challenges you may have. So, and I've always said it all the time, alternative medicine, herbs, you know, they have very little or no negative effect on us. I mean, I'm not saying people should not take medicine. They should take medicine, you know. But I always say this again. Yeah, it's a gentleman several months ago, a very close friend of mine who was so sick. He was dying at the hospital. And I told him to get out of there as quickly as he can, otherwise he will end up dead there. He listened, he left, he went for alternative treatment, and he was healed within 2 weeks. But if he had stayed in the hospital, it wouldn't last a week. So I just want people to try to figure out alternative treatment, especially because of the situation in which we find ourselves now with this COVID and all kind of second variants and all these funny things that is coming up out there. So that's all I have to say for now, and it's nice giving me the opportunity to talk.
Well, thank you, my brother, for sharing that information. That was really on time, and it's very true because, you know, in regards to dealing with the medical situation, we do need to come up with our own antidotes, but from a holistic perspective, because, you know, even a gentleman, I know you probably heard of him, is called Dr. Sebi. Dr. Sebi was someone that was, you know, very successful in helping to get people cured of cancer and able to get people cured of diabetes and other different serious ailments and diseases that, you know, people die from on a regular here in the United States and different parts of the world as well. But the bottom line was because his program was so successful, because just the cancer, you know, industry here in the United States in the medical industry, that's a multi-billion dollar industry because so many people are getting operations, radiation treatments, and having different organs and things removed from their body that's supposed to have cancer. And all of this costs millions upon billions of dollars because you have large amounts of people that are dealing with that. And unfortunately, you do have like three different types of doctors that are out there. One doctor is someone that is seriously concerned about trying to help you and really wants to see you, you know, recuperate from whatever disease or problem that you have. And then there's another doctor that sees you and they just see a big dollar sign on your forehead and say, wow, I wonder what I can do to see about making as much money off of this person and their ailment as I can. So they try to come up with a lot of different ways to make money off of you, not to cure you, you know. And then, unfortunately, just like you have racist police officers that want to kill our people, you know, and because they know they have a very racist justice system that protects them just in case they kill a black person or two or three or five black people. The bottom line is that, you know, even if there's witnesses or there's a video of this happening, they know 9 out of 10, they're not going to spend a day in jail and they're not going to have to pay a fine and they're not going to lose their job. And because they know that that racist system is going to back them up and protect them, and it depends more so on the state that they're in, because some states are very strong in regards to supporting racist police officers. And some states, you know, sometimes a police officer will actually lose their job or maybe do a year or two in jail, which is something that happens once in a blue moon. But at the same time, these are things that can happen. But the bottom line is, you know, when a person kills somebody, they're not supposed to do a year or 2 years in jail. They're supposed to do 20, 30 years in jail behind that. But because a racist white police officer is killing a black person, you know, they can get away with it. And the thing about it is not only can that happen with police officers, but it also happens with doctors as well. And when doctors, you know, give you a vaccine, give you some pharmaceutical medicine that can actually kill a person because they put something in it that is going to give you a deadly response, then basically many times they just say, oh, no, no, it wasn't me. It was the ailment that this person had. That's what they died from. That's what it wasn't me at all, you know. And they always try to blame it on the ailment that the person has and never, you know, admitting that, yes, I poured a little poison in here and, yeah, I wanted to get rid of that nigger, so, you know, I killed him. You know, and the thing about it is because the justice system is not really going to go after them, a lot of those doctors do get away with, you know, actually, you know, being able to, unfortunately, take the lives of many of our people. And even with this vaccine situation, you know, some people take the vaccine and they survive on it. And some people take the vaccine and they die the same day or the next day. So, you know, these things are things that are happening to our people, and you don't know who's giving you that vaccine. Is this a doctor that sincerely is hoping to take care of you, or is this a doctor that is sincerely wanting to kill you? You don't know what the deal is. All you know is that that vaccine is being shot into your shoulder but you don't know what is the mixture in it. Is it truly vaccine that can benefit you? Is it truly a mixture of different things that, you know, can cause you to die? Or some people have been sterilized where they can't have children. All kind of things, negative responses have been coming out of this vaccine. But the bottom line is this. When you have holistic health practitioners that can deal with herbology, nutrition, because, you know, you cannot eat a very toxic, you know, diet and then think that you're going to live a healthy life, because all that toxicity is going to build up in your system and cause a lot of different problems. So even a nutritionist that can point to you some of the things that you need to eliminate out of your, you know, diet, like Porky the Pig. Porky the Pig, they found out, you know, actually is a big contributor to actually causing cancer. And being that Porky the Pig can do that to people and kill people, that's something that, you know, people, unfortunately, just like smoking cigarettes, because even though people know now that cigarette smoking can cause cancer as well, you still walk down the street and you still see quite a few people that still smoke cigarettes. So it's not a thing that everybody knows, that the negative things that they shouldn't be dealing with in their diet, that they all eliminate that stuff. A lot of them know that, you know, even though this is not good for me, it tastes good. And because it tastes good, I'm going to deal with it, you know. And if I die, I'll just die with a smile on my face. But that's not really a smart way to go. The basically is to eat and try to have a diet that is healthy so that it can give you a healthy lifestyle that you can live, instead of getting caught up into eating a lot of negative food and toxic food like Porky the Pig that can actually, you know, cause you to have cancer and cause you to have many other serious ailments. So these are things that are very important. And like I said, with Dr. Sabi, he had herbal solutions that actually were given to people that cured them of cancer. He had herbal remedies that he was giving for diabetes. And to this day, people don't even know that there are herbal, well, there are a few people that know, but the majority of people don't even know that there are herbal remedies for cancer, that there are herbal remedies for diabetes and many other serious ailments that are out there. Because what would happen if the majority of people in this United States knew that there was a herbal remedy for cancer, that means the medical industry's cancer program would go out of business. And that's one of the reasons why Dr. Sabi was killed, because they definitely did not want him to explode with that information throughout the community here in the United States. And then people would have, you know, switched over from the medical industry and went into the holistic industry and started utilizing the medicine and the herbal medicine and nutrition, changing their diet from negative things to eat to positive things and all kind of different things that could really improve people's health. But the bottom line is this. We need to really start to look at a lot of the positive things we can do, not only for just our health, but also for ourselves spiritually and in identifying with our true identity of who we are and what we are capable of doing. And that's one of the reasons why I said again, coming together in spiritual unity can definitely be a great asset to improving our lives in our community, no question about it. And right now, what I would like to do is to share with another of our folks that are on the line with us, and that's 818-919. 818-919. If you could pick up and give us some positive feedback on what you've been hearing thus far, and let us know what you think in regards to your opinion on what has been said thus far.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Minister Curtis Blow Walker calling from California. And I have not much to say today. I'm actually getting ready to do a TV show right now. I'm getting ready to film. But God is good, and I tell you this, if we walk by faith, we will have no problem. And I say faith. When I say faith, I mean faith alone. Your faith is everything. A lot of people don't know this, but, you know, the way you get salvation is through that incredible verse in the Bible, Romans 10:9. If you will confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, died on the cross at Calvary and was resurrected on the third day, and he ascended into heaven to sit on the right hand of our Father, God himself. If you believe this in your heart, you will be saved. Now, I know you have heard the verse, faith without works is dead. But faith alone will get you your salvation. Now, your works, your actions, your fruit, your behavior, modifications, your transformation will take place after you give yourself to Christ. And after you say that, Romans 10:9, then God will come in and transform you. The way you transform is manifesting your faith by listening to the word, studying the word, those Ten Commandments, of course. Ephesians 6 is another great one. The fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:10. And, of course, what Jesus says, love your neighbor like as you love yourself. Treat people how you want to be treated. So these Bible verses and the actual transformation is done through that studying of the Bible, studying of the word, and of course, prayer. Prayer changes things. And once we start to transform, God will work out every detail of our lives, and we will have the power of God's kingdom at our side and at our disposal. You know, the prayers of the righteous will go and be answered. So that's it. Faith and faith alone will get you your salvation, and everything will be added to you after that. Praise God.
Yes, indeed. Praise God, my brother. And very true. Your faith will definitely make things go through for you. No question on that. And when you can not be a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina, but someone that really has confidence and knowingness that God is there to bless you, and your miracle and your blessing with God is there, but you just have to start to really have faith and knowingness that you can turn that blessing into a reality and manifest it in your life so that you can start to see, you know, how it can actually appear in your life. And having that faith really helps to bring things about. And even Jesus said, you know, number of times when he had healed people, by you having this, your faith in me, I was able to heal thee, you know. So these are things that, you know, can really bring about some great results, you know, in us dealing with different situations. And like I said, I've never been, you know, as thankful to Christ, giving all homage and praise to him for, you know, allowing me to even be a spiritual healer. And, you know, like I said, I've been on a situation with a brother where Jesus came to me in a meditation I was doing, and he told me to call this brother the next day. And I hadn't spoken with the brother for a little while, but I said, okay, I'll give him a call. But I said, what is it about? He said, when you call him, you'll find out. And when I called him the next day, I couldn't even believe it, because he was in a situation where he was telling me that he was in so much pain that I could hardly hear him. He was whispering. He was like, oh, man, I'm in so much pain, I can hardly talk. I was like, wow. I said, really? I said, what's the problem, man? He said, my whole body's in pain, man. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I said, well, where are you? Are you at home? He said, no, I'm in the hospital. I'm in the hospital right now. I said, wow. I said, well, guess what? Jesus told me to call you today. So I said, let's do a healing meditation. So he said, okay, come on, let's do it. And we did the healing meditation, and a half an hour later, all the pain in his body was gone. And I was very thankful that that came about, that Jesus shared that with me, that, because I didn't even know to call this guy. I wasn't even thinking about him. And Jesus told me to give him a call. And when I did, sure enough, he was in the hospital sick and on his deathbed getting ready to die. And I was really very glad to see that through the healing power of God and Christ that these things can come about. But if you're going to be a doubting Thomas and you say, you know, I don't even think this meditation thing is going to work and all of that, then, you know, it would have been very hard for me to have given that situation to that brother if he felt that, you know, he didn't even feel that this was going to work out for him. But when he heard that Jesus told me that I needed to call him, and now look at the situation, you're here in the hospital on your deathbed, actually telling me that you think you're about to die. And, you know, look what just happened. You know, you had a full recovery, which was really great. So these things can come about. But again, even the people that you're dealing with have to have the faith to know that the healing power of God and Christ. And, you know, I've even dealt with some folks that were Muslims, so we just called on the healing power of Allah as well. But the bottom line is, these people had the faith to know that God could actually bless them to overcome their problem, whether it was a very serious problem where they were about to leave their body, or whether it was a situation where they were just in a lot of pain. Because I had another sister who was in Brooklyn, and she, unfortunately, she had a lot of pain in her knees. And she had come from the doctor last week, and the doctor told her, you know, the way that we could solve this, we're going to have an operation, and we're going to cut off your kneecaps. And when we cut off your kneecaps, we'll put some plastic ones on, and you could deal with it from there, and, you know, you should relieve your pain. So I told her, well, hey, you know, if you really looking forward to getting your knees cut off like that, you know, that's up to you. But if you want to do a spiritual healing meditation, we could do that. So that's what we ended up doing. We ended up doing a healing meditation, and we didn't get it done in one, you know, meditation. We did that about 3 or 4 sessions. And in those 3 to 4 sessions that we had, that's when all her pain in her knee went away. And she didn't even have to have the surgery for her kneecaps to be removed. So I was really glad to see that as well. But the bottom line is that faith is a very, very important thing. And the more faith that you have in God, the more easier it is for many things to start to come about in your life. Because, you know, that is, I guess you would call it your passport to reaching the mountaintop of success with God, you know. And if you really want to reach that mountaintop of success, you know, before you can go there, you know, the angels are going to say, well, where's your passport? And if you can't show them your passport of faith, they're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't come up here right now. You got to do a little more time down there and work building up your faith. And then when you get your faith built up, then you could actually see what we could do as far as bringing you up here to the mountaintop of success where you can live your very, very best. So anyway, right now, what I would like to do is to bring on another, you know, person that's been on the line with us, and that is 718-276. 718-276. Hello? Can you hear us? Hello, hello. Okay, well, I just wanted to see if you had anything that you wanted to share. I guess some people just like to be listeners, and some people like to share their comments. And, well, I'm glad to see you're still on the line with us, so that's great anyway, even though you don't have a comment or any feedback at this time. So anyway, right now, what we're getting ready to do, we do have another part of things that's going to happen right now. It is now about that time, and what we're going to do at this time is to see if we can move forward with this, and that is, do I hear somebody now? Oh, okay, I thought I heard someone speaking there. But anyway, what I was saying is that what we could do right now is to look at one of the things that I wanted to discuss before we get ready to go into the prayer and meditation here. And that is, you know, I was looking at the music industry, right? And how, unfortunately, this is something that a lot of our people have not even really focused on, but it's a very important piece, because when you have negativity surrounding you, you know, what can happen is it can have a positive impact. No, it can have a negative impact on you, especially with our youth, because when the nigger hate music is out there constantly being played, talking about how we should want to kill each other, how we should hate each other, how we shouldn't trust each other, how we shouldn't want to work with each other, all these kind of negative things. You know, our people are being paid good money to sing these songs, and you don't have to worry or think about who's the person putting up all this money for them to sing these terrible songs. They know for a surety if your people are drowned into hearing all these negative songs being sung over and over every day, that it's going to have a serious negative impact on the lives of a lot of people. And unfortunately, even those people that are singing the songs, you know, they're, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm getting paid good money. I'm getting paid $200,000, $300,000 for the year. You know, I'm getting paid $1 million. You know, I'm getting... So these folks are making good money doing this, but at the same time, they don't regret the fact that it's having a terrible impact on the lives of our youth that are listening to this all the time, and even some of our adults that are listening to it. And the terrible thing about it is that it brainwashes a lot of people to say, you know, right, you know what, killing these niggas ain't a bad thing. You know, we should, you know, kill these niggas. You know, having that kind of mentality is a terrible thing. But if you're hearing that type of music all the time and you're listening to that, it's going to have a huge negative impact on a lot of the people that are hearing it. Our youth are listening to it, and even some of our adults are listening to it. And it's really sad to see that these are things that, you know, we are actually participating in. And we shouldn't be participating in packing up and stacking up negativity in our community by having this nigga hate music, you know. And that's another thing that we need to, as a people, you know, actually get that removed out of our community. We need to stop the nigga hate music in our community because it's not something that we need to listen to. It's not something that we need to wonder. I wonder why our kids want to kill each other and why there's so much self-hatred going on. We don't even have to deal with that when you don't surround yourself with all that negativity. So the nigga hate music needs to be something that we stop. And once we start to focus on that as well, that would be a good thing, because what's happening is having a huge negative impact on our people. And you don't see this in white community. They're listening to how they should kill each other and how they should hate each other and all of that. You don't hear that in the Latino community. You don't hear that in the Asian community. But you hear it in the black community. And that's ridiculous that our people have to listen to that madness and that insanity. We do not need to kill each other. We do not need to hate each other. We do not need to never want to work with each other. We need to have respect, love, and trust and want to help each other. And when we start to see ourselves in that state of mind where we're really reaching out to help each other, where we're really reaching out to want to improve the lives of one another, then that's when we're going to see some very positive results in our life as a community that comes together in unity to help one another, not to, no, I don't want to be bothered with them. No, man, I'm so frustrated with them niggas. All that kind of negative talk and stuff. You hear that off and on from different people, and it's really crazy. And even the other side of it is us calling each other, you know, niggas is something that we don't need to do. Now, I know some of our youth don't really even know the historic place where the word nigger came from, but it was from white racists that were basically calling us worthless pieces of crap. And we are not worthless pieces of crap, but yet many of our people call ourselves niggers all day long. And it's really a negative thing to do as well, because we do not need to project that on each other, you know. And some of us think of it as a nickname that we made up, but that's not true either. We didn't make up that. White racists made that up and projected that on us as being worthless pieces of crap. And unfortunately, we are not worthless pieces of crap, and we are not niggers. We are sons and daughters of God that God has blessed. But all we have to do is awaken from the brainwashing of what we've been told, that we are worthless pieces of crap, that we are limited people that can't do nothing, can't achieve nothing, and it's a bunch of lies that we've been told. But unfortunately, a lot of our people really believe that we are limited, and we are not limited. So all I can say on that is that we need to really start to eliminate some of the negative things that we see in our community, even with us dealing with the fact that we are calling each other niggers, and we really aren't. We need to stop that, and we need to stop the nigger hate music and start to replace that with positive rap. But that once upon a time, we had music that was saying, you can make it if you try. And the other one was, sing it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. There was a lot of great and positive rap music, but all of that positive rap music was removed from our, you know, our songs that we were dealing with. And now it's replaced with all of this negative music, and we need to change that around. So I'm just saying that to you guys because some of you may have overlooked that and not really focused on that as a problem, but it is a serious problem. It helps to cause the brainwashing of our people to see ourselves from a negative perspective. But we do not need to see ourselves from that negative perspective. We need to see ourselves from the positive. And in order to do that, we need to surround ourselves with as much positivity as we can. And while we eliminate what we call each other in a negative way, while we eliminate the nigger hate music that is there to brainwash us into hating and all this kind of stuff for each other, we can start to really break out of that and start to really bring about some positive rap into our community, where we're going to sing songs that can inspire us, that can uplift us, and can really help us to see things from another perspective. So with that being said, we do have right now some ads that we're going to, you know, commercials we're going to start to bring on. So what does that mean?
You're going to have an hour left.
Okay, so?
You want to do prayer?
Okay, so what we could do instead of that right for right now, we could do the prayer and meditation, and we're going to get ready to get started with that instead, which is even better. So here we go. So right now, we're going to get ready to start with that, and after the prayer, we'll start with the prayer, and then we'll do the meditation.
Let us all get our mind in meditation and spirituality and connection to the resource itself, the Creator, God. Some say the good Lord, some say Allah, some say the Messiah, some say Yahweh, but He is God, the Creator. And let us set our mind upon Him. As we come unto Thee right now, O Father, we give homage only to You, our minds and our body and our soul and our mental control is on Thee. We have set for peace, love, and happiness. We are coming together in spirituality and unity and meditation for people who are in need, the drug addict, the alcoholic, the homeless, the child with the parentless child, the elderly, the sick, O Father, the lost, those in darkness, O God. We come upon Thee right now, Father, asking that You would lift us up in the spiritual moment of healing, the moment of meditation, the moment of just being in Your presence, and Father, just seeking Thee for that which is beautiful, good, and powerful, and loving, oh Father. We ask that all of us will be blessed. Everyone, oh Father, will be blessed, and that we will come unto Thee like the men and women that You want us to be. And You said, My people who call by My name will humble themselves, set themselves away from wicked ways, turn away from wicked ways, and then seek Thee. And then You can hear from heaven. You will heal the land. The land is not healed because no one is turning away from wicked ways. But in this meditation, we seek to heal the land. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, amen, amen.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, my brother, for a powerful prayer and positive prayer. And let us get ready to now move forward into the 3 deep breaths that we're going to take, and then we're going to go right into the meditation. So right now, let us start off with our first breath. But before we do, I want everyone to find a comfortable sitting position and a space where they can sit down and relax and not be, you know, disruptive. You know, let that be a spot where you can sit down for a moment and just relax, and now we can get ready to do the meditation, and we can go from there to actually manifesting some things that we really like to see come about. So, okay, here we go. Someone is blowing into their phone, and if they could stop the blowing into their phone like that, that would be good, because you're making too much noise. So here we go. All right, so now what I would like us to do is to close our eyes for a moment and let us get ready to move forward into the first deep breath. Breathe in deep, all peace, calm, and total relaxation. Breathe out all stress, anxiety, and tension. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Next breath. Breathe in deep. The wonderful and amazing ability to know your true identity, and that is that you are a true son and daughter of God. And let go of all the negative negative brainwashing that we've been told over the years, telling us all these negative things. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And let us start to see ourselves as having our God-given power to do many awesome and amazing things, because we are sons and daughters of God. So we can do healing. We can do manifesting of wealth. We can do things that can turn the negative things in our community into positive things. We can do wonderful and amazing things in our life, but we have to believe it. And as our brother said, you have to have faith. And if you have faith and know this beyond a shadow of a doubt, your goals and dreams will truly come about. But you have to keep your mind up on high. And once you start to keep your mind up on high and in that state of positive thinking and feeling and confidence and knowing, then from there, you will start to see a new reality. And that's what we're talking about, manifesting a new reality. Our third breath is breathing in right now. And that third breath, breathing in our ability to acknowledge that we have our God-given power. And as we have God-given power, what we're doing right now is allowing the God-given power to actually...
I'm on the phone with this healing and meditation.
Well, right now, we're being interrupted on the meditation here. So if you can mute your phone for a minute, that would be good. Okay, here we go. So now, as I was saying earlier, to really start to acknowledge and see our God-given power within you and me, and knowing that this is not something that just a few individuals have been blessed with, like myself and some others, but I'm talking about all of us have this ability, whether it's to be used for healing, whether it's to be used for manifesting wealth. These are things that we can do, but we have to know that it is very, very true that in believing in it and knowing that Jesus was not playing when he said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. That is a very awesome and amazing and powerful statement. Because what Jesus was saying is that this God-given power that I have is not just for me, but it's for you as well. Now, you may not be able to do everything I do, but the bottom line is that you have been blessed with God-given power as well. The only problem is this society has told you just the opposite. So now we are taking ourselves out of seeing things from a negative perspective that is telling us that we can't achieve this, we can't do that, we can't do the other. All of that is lies. We can do great, awesome, and spiritually supernatural and amazing things, but we have to start to believe what Lord Jehovah had said, what our beloved Jesus the Christ had said, and just know for surety that once we start to activate our spiritual ability and power, then we're going to be able to really be able to make some great, awesome, and amazing things come about. So what I want us to do right now is to see a very, very bright light shining above our heads. And that bright light is now slowly but surely entering into our minds. And as it enters into our minds, it is filling our minds, every single cell in our mind, with the confidence, with the knowingness, with the faith to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the things that we're looking to do will definitely come about. Not maybe, not if or might, but definitely will come about. But it can only happen if we start to see that we have this ability, if we start to know with confidence. So let that bright light of confidence and knowingness and faith in God and Christ start to shine brightly in our minds and see it start to glow and eliminating all the negative thoughts and lies that have been told to us in the past. And now we see ourselves being set free at last, free to embrace our God-given power, free to embrace the ability to manifest and make things come about without a doubt, free to acknowledge our true identity of sons and daughters of God. And once we start to see that that's who we are, then we will start to be able to reach the mountaintop of success where God is there to truly, truly bless and will allow us to achieve our very, very best. So all I can say is let us start to see these things. Let us start to know that we have the ability, that we can truly bring these things about, and that there is no need for us to have any feelings of doubt, that God has spoken this, telling us this, that this is a true reality. And I give thanks to God for blessing me to see that we do have these abilities. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for bringing all of these people together here and now so they can see that these are things that we can truly start to utilize your God-given power to bring about a brand new reality for our community. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your divine love and grace. And let us all start to embrace and feel that light of faith, knowingness, and of confidence that is in our minds. Now let that light, see it traveling down into our heart, filling our heart with that confidence, filling our heart with that knowingness, filling our heart with full faith in God and Christ. And let us lift our consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ. And let us all know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are God beings that have the ability to do wonderful thing that can help ourselves and help our community too. So let us start to see our new reality start shining through. See that light in our minds. See that light in our hearts. See it shining and glowing so brightly that we can start to now bring about wonderful things in our lives. Let us now, for a moment, just know for a fact that God's given ability that dwells within us is here, and it's a fact. It's not a maybe. It's not a, I think it might be. It's a fact. It is there. So let us now, for the safety of our children, in our communities in the New York area for right now, let us just see an ending of all this madness and anger and self-hatred. Let us see the divine love of God and Christ going into their minds and into their hearts. And now, with the full faith and confidence and knowingness that God's divine love has cured and saved the lives of hundreds of children in the past, in the gang wars in the past, around 2010. So now let us see it once again begin to save the lives of our youth in our present moment. Let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this is coming about as we talk it, as what's the old saying, see it and believe it, and you will achieve it. What we have to do is also, so let it be said, so let it be done. So let it be said, so let it be done. And let us know that as we already see it done, our victory has been won. As we already see it done, our victory has been won. Let us allow our faith, our confidence, and knowingness paint a new picture in our lives. Let us see our youth totally being cleansed of that negative insanity of wanting to kill each other, of wanting to destroy each other's lives. And Jesus said what he would do is reach into their minds and hearts and cleanse all of that demonic negativity away so that it can no longer last for another day in their life. It shall now be totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God in Christ. And know for a fact that this is something that not only did it work in the past, but it can work in the present. Just know for a fact that our children do not need to go into early graves, nor do they need to do negative things and end up in jail. But what they do need to do is live a positive and prosperous life, which will bring them joy and happiness, not sorrow and pain, before they die at the age of 16 or 18, or because they're stuck in jail at the age of 16 and 18. None of that needs to exist. But let us see the wonderful, awesome, and amazing power of God's divine love and grace and mercy, and Jesus' divine love and grace and mercy going into their minds, going into their hearts, filling their minds and hearts with a brand new start, a start that will take away their desire to kill and destroy each other's lives. But now instead of reaching out to hurting each other, now instead of reaching out to destroy each other, they can reach out to help each other. They can reach out to uplift one another. They can reach out to be a blessing to one another. And that is what we can see. And that is what will be. So let us start to see that as our new reality in our community, that all of that negativity of wanting to kill and self-hatred, all that negativity has been totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God in Christ. Let us just vibe on that for a moment and see that come about. Because in us seeing it, it's a new start, a new reality that our youth can now have. And I'm just very thankful that this has become a great, awesome, and amazing opportunity for them to see themselves living a very positive and prosperous new reality. Not caught up into the negativity of the past, for it shall no longer last. But to be able to have a great opportunity to bring about positive change in their lives. And through us praying and visualizing and seeing this new reality coming about, it has already been done and our victory has been won. What I would like us to do right now, because it has been something that has been very difficult for us to deal with for a good while, and that is the fact that wealth and prosperity has been pretty rough, especially since last year. And being that it has been, it's something that has, you know, caused our people to go through many changes. So just for a minute, I just want us to see that we are magnets for wealth, drawing prosperity, wealth, and abundance to you and to me. Let us see this happening, because it is very important that our community can be set free from financial problems that, you know, have been on our case. And now we can remove all of that madness and start a new opportunity to be replaced. Again, each of us are magnets for wealth, drawing wealth, prosperity, and great abundance into our lives. And all I can say is I'm very thankful as well, because I feel that, you know, great doors of opportunities are opening up for me now, and I know they can open up for you as well. But we have to be able to believe it, and everything will work out swell. So let us just vibe on that for one moment before we get ready to end this meditation. And what we will do is to start to see great and wonderful opportunities coming through for you and me. Just know that we are all, once again, magnets for wealth. And being that we are, we're going to be able to bring great opportunities to us that will be able to really change our lives and be a great game changer for each and every one of us. But we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this can truly come about. Our goals and dreams can truly start to fly, but we have to believe it, so that we can receive it and achieve it. So being that that has been said, I do have one last person that I'm going to allow to bring about a comment now that we've ended our meditation, and that is 302-547. 302-547. Do you have anything that you would like to say at this point?
Just give thanks for the reasoning, man. Just give thanks. Keep up the good work. Step at a time and we'll reach our goal.
All right. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. And also, we do have one other person, and that's 718-350. 718-350. Before we call it a night, just wanted to see if you had any positive feedback you'd like to share.
I say you all. God bless you. The only way that we can reach those goals is through love. You know, and perfect love casts out all fear. And we have to really gravitate to those poor souls who are hurting. You know, not with condemnation, but with love, attention. Talk to somebody. Say hi to a homeless person. You know, make them feel that they're seen, you know, and appreciate. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Yes, indeed. God's divine love and Christ's divine love can make a huge difference in our lives. And you're very right, brother. This can really make something seriously happen. And I think I did that one already. 718-276. You know, we're almost out of time, but we're going to give you some time. So if you have any comment this time, feel free to comment. Or if you want to be silent, once again, you could do that as well. But if you do want to comment at this time, feel free to speak up now. Hello? Okay, that's 718-276. That's 718-276. Again, if you have anything that you feel you would like to share with us or have to say, please feel open right now to open your mouth and make your way.
Seven one eight 276, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, great.
Can you please give us a comment?
I don't know. I just recently got on the call. I got on it late. I've been getting information sent to me, and I didn't know what it was about. But the little time that I've been on here, I'm very anxious to get on it again because I love the Lord and God is my healer, and everything that I've heard it coincides with what I believe. And I'm so glad that I was able to get on before you cut me off. Before you ended the call. So thank you for having this program. I am so delighted to be on it.
And thank you, my sister, for coming on board with us. And positive folks like yourself, we are definitely glad to have joining on with us. So all I can say is, definitely for the next session, if you could come and join us, that would be great as well. And we look forward to you being there with us. Peace and blessings to you. And right
Thank
now,
you.
We just, yes, indeed. We just have another 2 or 3 minutes left. So we normally have the music start to play, and we're going to see what we can do, you know. But all I can say at this time is, peace and blessings to each and every one of you for coming on board with us. And we are very thankful for your participation because we're going to start to see some very great and awesome results come about. And I know this can happen without a doubt.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
It will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all.
In your heart.
better.